One of Australia's top banking analysts is calling for an inquiry into the housing market. A surge of people looking to trade in their big houses and buy smaller places, along with a wave of investors, is locking out first-time buyers, especially the young. Martin North is one of the authors of a report that says well over a million people who want to get into the home ownership market can't. He says Australia has never had an official report looking across all aspects of housing policy, and one is long overdue. Business reporter Michael Yander has more.
We've all heard of wannabes, but now in Australia there's the wannabuys.
There are about 1.2 million households who I put in the want to buy category. Those are people who are looking at the property market thinking, I would love to be involved, I'd love to buy a property, but just simply cannot get in.
Martin North is the principal of digital finance analytics, and he says high home prices are the biggest barrier.
More than half of them say, I can't afford because the prices are too high. And another one-third say, I just cannot put together the savings for a deposit, or I can't potentially service the loan that I need. So directly or indirectly, house prices are perhaps up to 80% of want-to-buys are impacted by those high prices.
The latest JP Morgan mortgage industry report shows potential first home buyers are facing competition on several fronts for the type of properties they might normally buy. Firstly, from their parents.
There are people who've already got their big properties and are looking potentially to sell those and to move into smaller places. So we call those down traders. Some of those are older, perhaps baby boomer types, thinking about saving some money out of that transaction to put into superannuation, maybe going to an investment property later, so they don't need to borrow.
There's also competition from local investors who have the benefit of negative gearing, and finally from overseas buyers.
There is definitely an influence from overseas, predominantly investors. A lot of those investors are looking at units and small properties in the major centres. And interestingly, they are precisely the same properties that first-time buyers aspire to buy.
That's pushed up the price of these properties, and that in turn has had two effects. The first is that first-home buyers now make up the smallest proportion of the market on record at just 12.5% of new loans. The second is that those still buying are taking out bigger loans. Scott Manning is JP Morgan's Australian banking analyst.
First-time buyers need to increase their loan-to-valuation ratio to chase the house prices as they go up. So if house prices move 10% in 1 year, typically not a lot of people get 10% income growth in 1 year, and they haven't increased their deposit by 10% in 1 year. So the maths just tells you that they have to borrow more to still be able to enter the market.
Even amongst the first home buyers who bought at lower prices and with more government assistance in 2009 and 2010, Martin North says mortgage stress is running at 18%.
We're seeing that some of those are still struggling to maintain the property that they own. They're about four times more likely to be in mortgage stress.
And while the financial regulator APRA says it believes banks are maintaining reasonable home lending standards, its chairman John Laker told an economics lecture at Sydney University last night that it's watching the sector closely.
The concern we've focused on quite specifically is lending standards. We've been working quite assertively with our banking institutions about their lending standards. We don't want the memories of the earlier correction in housing prices in Australia a decade ago, or the memories of what's happened in housing markets in Spain, Ireland, the US. We don't want those memories to be short. We don't want those memories to be selective.
But Martin North warns that a further rise in home prices risks more than a bank collapse. He says it's already damaging Australia's economy.
It's probably on average twice as expensive now to house yourself than it was, say, 20 years ago relative to income. What that means is that for many households, they are effectively putting a greater proportion of their income towards just maintaining a roof over their head and paying the bills as they go. That means that they have less discretionary income available for other things. So what it's doing is it's sucking some of the air out of the broader economy. And that's why I think retail is stagnating.
The federal government's planning to do another tax review, and Scott Manning says property taxes and tax breaks should be on the agenda.
They're looking to go to the next election with a platform of tax measures, and you know, within that you'd like to think that taxation of the housing sector would need to be considered given what we're seeing at the moment.
But Martin North says a comprehensive federal inquiry into housing policy is needed.
Over the last 20 or 30 years, most of the interventions have been a point in time tactical intervention that hasn't really worked at all well, like first-time owner grants, for example. So I think the time now is ripe for a broad-based inquiry to think through strategically how we're going to manage this for the greater good of all Australians.
Without such a review, the number of wanna-buys looks set to keep rising.
Michael Yander.